This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPWORD40. That's IVPWORD40 at ivpress.com to get 40% off and free shipping on any IVP resources mentioned in this episode. Friendships are difficult. How can we build real relationships that are life-giving and last the test of time? In his book, Enduring Friendship, author Brian Laritz offers pastoral insight into the book of Philemon and offers a unique perspective on building and rebuilding long-lasting friendships. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive a special discount on this book. Check the show notes for more details. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Genesis chapter 10, verses 2 through 30. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tirez. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittim, and Dodanim. From these, the coastlands of the nations were separated into their lands, every one according to its language, according to their families, by their nations. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Ramah, and Sabdica. The sons of Ramah were Sheba and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod. He began to be a valiant warrior on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. That is why it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The primary regions of his kingdom were Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Kelna in the land of Shinar. From that land he went to Assyria, where he built Nineveh, Rehoboth-ir, Calah, and Rezin, which is between Nineveh and the great city of Calah. Mizraim was the father of the Ludites, Anamites, Lehabites, Naphtahites, Pathrusites, Casluhites, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, Heth, the Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zimmerites, and Hamathites. Eventually, the families of the Canaanites were scattered, and the borders of Canaan extended from Sidon all the way to Gerar, as far as Gaza, and all the way to Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim, as far as Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their languages, by their lands and by their nations. And sons were also born to Shem, the older brother of Japheth, the father of all the sons of Eber. The sons of Shem were Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gather, and Mash. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah was the father of Eber. two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almadad, Shelef. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah was the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almadad, Shelef, Hazar Mavith, Jera, Hadaram, Uzel, Dikla, Obel, Abimiel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Their dwelling place was from Mesha all the way to Sephar in the eastern hills. 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 5 through 23. Japheth's descendants. The sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmath. The sons of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodanites. Ham's descendants. The sons of Ham: Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush: Sheba, Havilah, Sabta, Ramoth, and Sabdica. The sons of Ramoth: Sheba and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who established himself as a mighty warrior on the earth. Mizraim was the father of the Ludites, Anamites, Lehabites, Naphtahites, Pathsherites, Casluhites, from whom the Philistines descended, and the Kaphtorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, as well as the Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Siniites, Arvadites, Zimmerites, and Hamathites. Shem's descendants. The sons of Shem: Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gather, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah was the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. The first was named Peleg, for during his lifetime the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almadad, Shelef, Hazar Maveth, Jera, Hadaram, Uzel, Dikla, Ebal, Abimiel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. New Testament reading, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. The prologue of the gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was fully God. The Word was with God in the beginning. All things were created by Him, and apart from Him, not one thing was created that has been created. In Him was life, and the life was the light of mankind, and the light shines on in the darkness. But the darkness has not mastered it. A man came sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created by him, but the world did not recognize him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not receive him. But to all who have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become God's children. Children not born by human parents or by human desire or a husband's decision, but by God. Now the Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We saw his glory, the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth, who came from the Father. John testified about him and shouted out, "This one was the one about whom I said, 'He who comes after me is greater than I, because he existed before me.' For we have all received from his fullness one gracious gift after another. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came about through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only one, himself God, who is in closest fellowship with the Father, has made God known." Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Explanatory preface. Now many have undertaken to compile an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, like the accounts passed on to us by those who were eyewitnesses and servants of the word from the beginning. So it seemed good to me as well, because I have followed all things carefully from the beginning, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know for certain the things that you were taught. 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been fathered by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves the child fathered by him. By this, we know that we love the children of God, whenever we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments do not weigh us down, because everyone who has been fathered by God conquers the world. Testimony about the Son. This is the conquering power that has conquered the world, our faith. Now, who is the person who has conquered the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Jesus Christ is the one who came by water and blood, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three are in agreement. If we accept the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, because this is the testimony of God, that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has testified concerning his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has this eternal life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have this eternal life. Assurance of eternal life. I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have before him, that whenever we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in regard to whatever we ask, then we know that we have the request that we have asked from him. If anyone sees his fellow Christian committing a sin not resulting in death, he should ask, and God will grant life to the person who commits a sin not resulting in death. There is a sin resulting in death. I do not say that he should ask about that. All unrighteousness is sin, but there is sin not resulting in death. We know that everyone fathered by God does not sin, but God protects the one he has fathered, and the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us insight to know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This one is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, O God, that you have chosen in your divine wisdom to communicate to us through your word. And we ask now for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to understand your word, to rightly divide it, to apply it to our own lives. Holy Spirit, speak the applications of your word to us and grant us the obedience to do as your word commands. Help us never to despise your commands, but to delight in them, to delight in the law of the Lord. For you have given us law and command. For you have given us these things, that we might steward our lives as unto you, as lives of worship and obedience to you, our Creator, our Father, our friend, our Comforter, and our hope. O God, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ there in the beginning, there as the creator of all things. We thank you, O Lord Jesus, for coming to us, for giving your very self up for your people, and for giving to us eternal life. For you hold all of life eternally. And we thank you, O God, that we can now be found in you, Lord, that we can be found in the Lord Jesus Christ as the children of God. It is beyond our emotional and cognitive comprehension, O Lord, that you would grant us this type of mercy and kindness, that you would make yourself a people from dust, and that you would breathe your divine breath into us, and that when we went astray and did what we were not supposed to do and have lived waywardly, have not lived according to your law and your commands that are good for us, you sent your only Son to die for us, to call us unto himself by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is still at work, and to grant to us an honor beyond what we would ever deserve, to become your children and to become co-heirs with Christ. We thank you for this today. No matter what today brings our way, O God, we pray that this divine truth that cannot be taken away, for it is an eternal truth that we have eternal life, would comfort us, would strengthen us, would grant us courage and peace, and would let us know that whatever today brings, it brings to us as children of the living God. It is in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.